Okay, next mitzvah. Today's mitzvah is the mitzvah of Shalola Hotzi Mibsar HaPesa Chutza. Mitzvah 15, the Isser of carrying, taking out the carbon piece of the Korban Pesach outside. We're almost finished with the Korban Pesach mitzvah, so only a couple more. Not carrying the Korban Pesach outside of your group. Shalola Hotzi says the Sefer HaChinuch Mibsar HaPesach Mimakom Chabura. Not to take out the Basar of your Korban Pesach from the place of your group. As we know, this was the only Korban. The only carbon in the world of carbonos that you have to be appointed beforehand. You have to decide which carbon you're going to be part of, and where you're going to eat it. So you have to go to the Makam Chabura. You have to have one, you have to be part of a group. So, and that's how we mentioned a few mitzvahs ago, you have to make sure that you don't have too much left over, because you don't have to have Korban Pesach left over, violate the Isra of leaving it over. So you have to designate and plan it out beforehand accordingly. So there's an Isra of carrying out the Korban Pesach from the place of where your group is. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Lo tzotzi min habayis min habasar chutza. Don't take it out. The Minchas Chinuch here has a suffix. Minchas Chinuch in Oz Dalid wonders, the language of our Sefer HaChinuch is carrying the Pesach out mimakom hachabura, from outside your chabura. Let's say you're in a house, carrying it outside your house. The Sefer Minchas Chinuch wonders, because if you look in the Gemaras, the Brayos and Psachim Daf Pehei, every lashon there is carrying the Korban Pesach out from chabura to chabura, going from your house to your friend's house. See in Oz Dalet, Hamotzi Psar Pesach Michabura Lachabura, afterwards, Motzi Psar Pesach Michabura Lachabura, it sounds like from the Gemara that the Isser is to switch Chaburas. You're eating it in your house, and you take a kezias of your Pesach, we'll get to the shir, you can take a piece of your Pesach, and you bring it to your friend's house. Nira Dafka to Isser Shlo Yotzi Enu Michabura Zu, V'yanechenu Lachabura Becheres. What if I just bring it outside? What if I'm hot? So, it's springtime, I go outside of my backyard to eat the Korban Pesach, do I violate? So from the Gemaras, he says, it does not sound like your chayiv. The Isser is changing from chabura to chabura. But the Sefer HaChinuch doesn't say that. The Sefer HaChinuch just says, leaving your makom chabura. And if you look in the Rambam, it's very unclear. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Korban Pesach, in Perek Tes, first line, kol ha'ochel min ha'pesach, eno ochel ha'b'chabura achas. You gotta eat it in one group. V'ein motzi'en mimenu min ha'chabura she'yochal bo. Don't take it out from the group where you are. That sounds like the Chinuch. But then the Rambam says, "V'hamotzi mimenu kizayis basar michabura lachabura." If you take it out from chabura to chabura, belel chamisha asar. If you in the middle of the seder, you say, "You know what? I want to finish by my friend's house." You take my current piece of your carpet, go eat it there. Loki, you get malchus. Shneamar lo sotzi min habayis min habasar chutza. So the first line of the Rambam says you can't take it out min chabura, and then he says michabura lachabura. So which is it? The Minchas Chinuch does not know. He leaves it. He's not sure. See at the end of that paragraph, ve'eini odea eiza dafka. Which line of the Rambam should we take seriously? Im kalashana gemara mechabura lechabura, from group to group, or is it just outside? Unclear. Tzarech iyun. Maybe we'll get back to that in a couple of minutes, what might be the issue behind taking it from chabura to chabura, or just taking it outside. So we'll get back to that, hold on to that question for a minute. Let's continue though first. Mishar she mitzvah zu, the shorish of this mitzvah, what's the ta'am behind this mitzvah? Mashik asavnu, as we mentioned, there are 10 mitzvahs, Korban Pesach related. So, l'zecher nisei Mitzrayim, to help remember Yitzias Mitzrayim, umipnei. But now, that's generally. There's always the general Yitzias Mitzrayim, and then the specific. Umipnei shena'asenu adonim, and because we became masters, kings, ba'a ha-mitzvah alav, she'inecha b'makam ha-chabur. You got to eat it in one place. Why? V'lo notzi ehu lachutz. You don't see nobility snacking on a chocolate bar in the street. Kings don't do that. Very clush of people sit down and eat a meal. They sit and eat, and they finish eating where they're eating. Okay, all of us, we have to make a living, we got to run, we're in a rush, so we eat on the run. The Gemara talks about eating mizonos, eating bread in the shuk, in the marketplace. But it's nobility, it's royalty, says the Sefer HaChinuch, to eat properly without leaving where you are. So that's what we are supposed to feel. We became kings, we became Amlechas Kohanim on this day, and therefore we have to eat the Korban Pesach, benachat, sitting where we are, not leaving. V'dalas ha'aretz ba'is yachinu suda gedola, the lowly of the land when they prepare a meal, yishalchem menu l'chutz manus l'rayim, v'ishu chidish etzlam. If somebody who's not used to having a major meal, you know, has something special, they send out presents and they give out to others because they want to show that this is something unusual. But a king doesn't do that. And that's why we are all kings on this night. There's another idea that Rav Aaron Soloveitchik mentions related to this mitzvah, and that is in his Sefer Logic of the Heart, Logic of the Mind, where he writes that there's a deep message why we're not allowed to leave our house. Writes Rav Aaron, the Talmidim Rav Aaron. Most liberation movements in the annals of history have been followed by a period of chaos and bloodshed. Says Rav Aaron, what usually happens when there's a revolt and there's a people that rebel and they take over? They take over the country that they used to be mishubadim to. They used to be slaves in. What usually happens to that country? Says Rav Aaron, four things. Number one, the first and most common destructive element to follow the fall of an old regime is a reigning sense of confusion over the shift of power. People don't know what to do. There's a rebellion. People who are not in power all of a sudden have all this power. What do we do? We don't know what to do. We're all confused. Number two, they tend to throw off shackles of moral law. They're free now. We can do whatever we want. And there's rampant, you know, there's no government there. It's rampant. Right? Ishes re'eo chayim b'la'o, as it says in Pirkei Avos. Third, an oppressed people seek revenge and mete out cruelty to all those in its way, whether oppressors or harmless bystanders. Once a revolt takes place, they want to kill everybody inside. It's not like them. You ruled against us, we're getting rid of you. And finally, four, the loss of values in the struggle leading to cultures consumed in years of turmoil, searching for renewed identity. L'maisa, says Rav Aaron, what usually happens when there's a revolt, when there's a revolution in a certain country, there's chaos, people trying to kill everybody who were in charge of them beforehand, there's no sager, there's no order. That's what usually happens when, quote-unquote, freedom reaches the land. Says Rav Aaron, throughout the halachas of Pesach, specifically Pesach Matzah Maror, we are told your freedom is not like that. That's not chayrus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. I'm giving you freedom, but it's not going to be the chayrus that the world believes in. These halachas clearly indicate that Judaism's desire to prevent rampant disorder and to quell the total chaos that's marked other liberations throughout the course of world history. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu say? When the night that you're going free, you're eating their God. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu say? You don't leave your house. You don't go and knock on the door and take revenge to try to go out from your chabura and dangle in front of the Egyptians. Look what we're eating. No, no, no. That's not what freedom's about. Freedom's not about taking revenge. Freedom's not about chaos. It's all about being orderly. Moshe instructed the Israelites not to leave their houses, stymieing the urge or opportunity for the Jews to take revenge. Order and decorum were thus guaranteed. Everybody's in their house. No mass rallies. Nowhere where things could get out of hand. We did that then, and we do that every year when we eat the Karan Pesach. The Meshech Chachma says a similar idea along the same lines regarding another halacha. The Meshech Chachma Parshas Bo, Be'asa l'chodesh hazeh, v'yichu lohem issei l'veis avos el abayis. We know that in Pesach, we were commanded, at least then, that year, to take our carbon 4 days before. On the 10th of Nisan, that's the day that we took the seh, and we tied it to the bed, that's Shabbos HaGadol, and we designated it to be our carbon Pesach. Ask the Meshech Chachma, why 4 days before? Just take it the day of and deal with it. You have to check it for a mum. That's what it's about. Doesn't sound like it. Sounds like there's a special, unique halacha here being taught. Says the Meshech Chachma. You know why Hashem wanted to command it and then tell you to wait 4 days? He's teaching us discipline. He's teaching us patience. He's teaching us to be an orderly nation. You do this, now you're going to wait. You're not going to run out like madmen. Ki ha'ashkacha, says the Meshech Chachma. This is Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Gimel, in Parshas Bo. Ki ha'ashkacha ratzta la'asosam goy mitzuyid b'ni musav. Hashem didn't want a nation that was just a bunch of barbarians. No, he wanted them to be orderly, with manners. V'yir ru'uyim la'hanhaga misudara u'misnaheges tachas giduleha. An orderly nation that follows its leaders. V'yuchlu la'atzor ba'ad ma'avaye l'vavam v'resen taiva nafsham. To have patience. V'yinhagu b'mishtar chazak, in brackets, discipline. I'm not sure if that's the Meshech Chachma's words, or I think it is, not Rav Kuperman's words, who put in the Meshech Chachma. V'lochein, and therefore, kasher yishtoku kulon lios chavshi, when you want to be free, you're trying to run out, no, not until Moshe tells you. Not until Moshe gives you the green light. V'yada Hashem yisbar ki yamdu b'chori mitzrayim ebnei pachad divrei Moshe b'shem Hashem al nafshosam. He even adds in a detail, which the Midrashim talk about. What must have happened during those couple of days? Those 4 days. Moshe Rabbeinu announced Makas Bechoros is going to happen in 4 days from now. Their gods are taken, nothing happens. What do you think the firstborns did during that week? Says the Meshech Chachma. What, they were all as dumb as Paro? Their hearts weren't hardened? The answer is there must have been a civil war. There must have been craziness in Mitzrayim. Confusion. The Jews could have left. The Jews could have walked out. Nobody would have stopped them. You think the Egyptians wanted to have their firstborns die? Says the Meshech Chachma. But nobody left. Because it's not about just being free and having chaos. It's about listening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yavo'u el Moshe, v'yilchamu ba'an nafsham imchel paro, v'yirbu chalalim ha-pezach padash ha-paro. Right? All of the firstborns were probably fighting a civil war. U'b'chol zeh, kol zman shelo yishmu mipi Moshe ba'aron lo'leches, lo yazuzim im koma. They don't leave. Because it's all about being a disciplined nation that goes out of Mitzrayim. That's the Meshech Chachma. He writes as related to other things as well. Maybe not breaking the bones, which is tomorrow's mitzvah. Be'ez Hashem, that we'll get to the next mitzvah. But this is all about Derech Eretz. That's what we're supposed to feel, and that's a second idea. Again, the Chinuch says you can't take the Karban Pesach out. Why? Because kings eat at home. Kings don't eat on the run. They eat at home, benachat. So the second idea, logic of the heart, of Aaron Soloveitchik says, because the message is not a freedom, a physical freedom, but it's spiritual freedom. Ein lucham ben chorin ela mishiasuk b'Torah, somebody who's meshubit to the Torah. That's what the Rav Aaron writes, and that's what the Meshech Chachma has. One other source related to this, that's what Rav Weinberger in the Shemen HaTov, right? Bernard Weinberger writes in Parshas Kedoshim. He says, throughout the Torah, we have the mitzvah. Remember that you were strangers in a strange land. So don't take advantage of the ger. Over and over again. You were downtrodden, so make sure you take care of the downtrodden people. So what's the message of that? So we think it means remember what you felt like and therefore care for them. Says the Shemana Tov, no, exactly our point. Because it's so common that once you have a downtrodden people, once they take the reins of society, they do exactly what the other people did to them. It's human nature. I was downtrodden, I want to make you downtrodden. I'm going to push you down, and I'm going to torture you. So when Bnei Yisrael, Hashem says, you were downtrodden, don't forget. Don't let the normal way of things happen. The dafka misha sava ba'atzmo. Right, what's the attitude? Hey, we got through it, you could get through it too. Right, work hard. No, that's not the attitude that a Jew has. And I did it, so tough luck. No, that's not the attitude that we are supposed to have. So that is the second idea behind taking the Pesach chutzah. Finally, one third idea related to the Tam HaMitzvah, and then we'll get to some of the lumdis related to the mitzvah, is suggested by Rav Sirotskin. Rav Sirotskin in his Zayin LaTorah suggests that current Pesach, again, a part of a larger idea, is all about Achdus. It's all about Am Yisrael coming together. It's a carbon sibur, which each person has to eat a kezias. Remember, we spoke about this. When we spoke about this, of Achilas Karban Pesach, every Jew has to eat a kezias. Unlike every other carbon, where it just has to be eaten, here it's a chi of gavra for me and you and for every person to eat it. Everybody has to be connected to the sibur, says the Azayin LaTorah. And therefore, at least once a year, the Torah forces families to sit together. Every Shabbos, hopefully. But at least Pesach night, you roll up the Seder. There's no greater family meal throughout the year than the Seder. And that's what happens. You know what the halacha says? Even if somebody gets upset at somebody else during the meal, you can't leave. Why? Make up. Make sure you don't have any tiffs or some type of machlokas that will cause strife. You can't leave. Don't take the Karban Pesach out. That's the third idea. That v'shalo yimsa echem enachabura ne'alav. He'll be embarrassed. Are they dibur or maisa? Somebody slighted them. V'yonos v'yesi achutza b'amsa achila. No, v'yikach imochelka b'pesach. B'bayis echo yeyochel. Lo totsi men abayis men abasar chutza. Don't take it out. Because if you take it out, that the whole purpose, one of the main purposes of the Karban Pesach, to bring Klal Yisrael together, will be undermined. So three ideas behind this avera. Number one, kings. Number two, don't be like other free people who go out uncontrolled. And number three, Rav Sirotskin and his Zayin LaTorah, to keep the achdus. Three ideas behind the mitzvah. Good. Weiter. Dine ha-mitzvah, continues the chinuch, komash dino shal basar kshias achutz. Other halachas, what's the halacha of meat that went out? We'll get to that. Bezrat Hashem. Via hekef shesricha chabur lasos, try to be in one area. Vidin mechitza, what if you have two groups in a room? How do you separate between the two? Those are all discussed in Sachem. Continue, look at the last paragraph. V'noheges bezman abayis bezacharim v'nekevis. It applies to men and women, Karban Pesach. V'over aleha, v'hotzi n'abasa lachutz. Over alav, alokin alav. If I take out a piece of the Karban Pesach outside, I get malchus. And look what he adds. V'hu sheyaseba akira min abayis v'hanocha lachutz. Kedin hayadua b'hutzah shel Shabbos. There's a Gemara in Pesachim, which is the basis for this chinuch, and that is, it says you're not allowed to take out the Karban Pesach. Says the Gemara, because it uses that lashon of hotza'a, the same rules and regulations of the malacha of hotza'a on Shabbos applies here. And just like we know that by Hotzah on Shabbos, I must do an Akira and a Hanacha to be Chayav Daraisa, I have to lift it up in Rishos HaRabim and put it down in Rishos HaYachid, or vice versa, I need the Akira and the Hanacha. If I only do one, it's an Issa Drabanan, first Mishnah in Shabbos, I got to do both to be Chayav. So too, if I take my Karan Pesach out of my house and I never stop walking, I never have a Hanacha, I don't violate Daraisa. That's the Chiddush. Where I'm psachim that pehem a base. Achi yaniach hotzah ksiv bei kishabbos. Ma shabbos ad avid akira v'hanacha. Af achanami ad avid akira v'hanacha. That's the Chiddush. Because the same word is used, you need to do an akira and a hanacha. So you have to figure out, what about all the other rules and regulations of hotzah? So we'll have to see. Let's see what the Minchas Chanuch brings up. Good. We'll get back to that in a minute, Bezrat Hashem. Let's go back, though, to a major point of Lamdus that is spoken about in the Minchas Chinuch here and by the Achronim as well. Look at Os Tezvav in the Minchas Chinuch. The Os Tezvav, the Minchas Chinuch quotes the Tzlach. The Tzlach, the Noda Behuda's commentary on Maseches Psachim. The Tzlach on Psachim is larger than any other Masechta. There's four volumes in the Tzlach. One of them is all on Maseches Psachim, because he loved Psachim, the Noda Behuda. So the Noda Behuda has the following Chiddush. That which the Chinuch just said, we just learned it, and the Gemara said, that you need an Akira and a Hanacha, you have to lift it up in your house and take it outside and put it down, that's only regarding the Avera to get Malkus. But really, the second that the carbon goes out of your house, it's a Pasul carbon. The Tzlach is Machalik between the Isser Lav and the Psul of the item. The second, what happens if I go right outside, I go right back in, and I don't stop. Says the Tzlach, you don't get Malkus, you didn't do the Aveira, but you know what, the carbon's pasul. It's a pasul carbon, you gotta burn it. That's the Chiddush of the Tzlach. Hada be'ina nakira v'anacha, ayinu dafka lav rala lav. Avol inyan lifso biyotze, but to say it's pasul, we know there's a psul yotze, ve'ol karbanah. So the carbon goes out of the place where it's allowed to be in, it's pasul. Take if sheyatza chutz l'chabura o mibayis, av kodem sheyiniach nifsal. Even before you put it down as nifsal. That's the Chiddush of the Tzlach. The Minchas Chinuch does not like the Tzlach for various reasons. He says, first of all, if it becomes pasul right when you take it out, so then by the time you put it down, it's already a pasul carbon. So you should never get the Avera. What's the Avera? Taking out a beautiful carbon Pesach. But if you're telling me that the second you take it out of your house, it's pasul already, the carbon is pasul, and then only after you put it down do you get Malkus, then you'll never have it. What? You'll only be chayv if you put it down the second that you take it out? So Tzarech Ian says the Minchas Chinuch. I don't understand how the Tzlach could say that. And therefore the Minchas Chinuch argues on the Tzlach. The Minchas Chinuch says no. If the Gemara says that you need an Akira and a Hanacha for this Hotzah, so then this Isser must be different than all other Psulim of Yotzei by Karbanis. By other Karbanis, if I take out a Karban Chathas outside the Azara, it's Pasul right away without any other requirements. But here there's a special din. Lo Sotzi uses the Lashon of Hotzah, so therefore, Dafka here, even the Psul won't start until I put it down. That is the Chiddush of the Machlokas between the Tzlach and the Minchas Chinuch. But what do you see from the discussion? There are two ideas that have to be discussed when we talk about this Avera. Number one is the person, number two is the carbon. When does the person get the Avera? When does the carbon become pasul? That's this discussion here. But there are three other discussions, halacha discussions, that can be linked to this issue. Go back to the first issue that we started off with today. What was the issue? Do you get the Avera the second you take it out of your group? Or only when you bring it into the other group? Suggests Rabbi Sachs in his Sefer, the same one, Chazon LaYamim. I had it open yesterday, so I continued reading. He has an article about Hotzah of the Karan Pesach. Suggests Rabbi Sachs, if you look closely in the Rambam, it's Meduyak. The second that you take it out of your Chabura, it becomes Pasul. Once you bring it into your next house, the other Chabura, then you get the Avera. Look at what the Rambam says. Ein motzien mimeno min haChabura sheyochabo. Don't take it out. Don't take it out, period. Because that's going to become pasul. The hamotzi mimenu michabura lachabura loke. You get malchus once you bring it to the next chabura. But it's going to become pasul the second that you take it out of the group. That's one issue that might be totally on this. When do you violate? The other issue, the Minchas Chinuch discusses an Os Yud Gimel. What if I throw the Karban Pesach out? If I throw it out, I don't carry it. I throw it out, or I hand it out. You're outside, so I hand it to you. What's called zrika vahoshata. So on Shabbos, that's an Issa Daraisa. If I throw a ball from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah on purpose, it's a daraisa. You don't have to carry it out. I could throw it. Zrika and Oshata, they're not explicit. So what about for Karban Pesach? Do you compare it to Shabbos also? Zrika and Oshata should be included in the Isser or not? So again, he's not sure in Os Yud Gimel. Minchas Lech is not sure. Suggests Rabbi Sachs, maybe it's totally on our issue. Regarding the psul, for sure it's psul, the second, no matter how it got outside, whether you threw it, whether you handed it, it's the carbon is psul. But it could be that for the iser of Malkus, you need a Maisa Hotsa, a real Maisa Hotsa, which is a physical Akira and Honacha. There's no limud anywhere that Zrik and Hoshata, throwing it and handing it, should be included. So that's another issue that might be totally on our discussion. Again, a lot of this has to do with how much do we compare this Hotsa'a to Shabbos, and how much do we not. A final one, an Os Tess. The Minchas Chinuch asks, fascinating. This is, again, the Gavos of the Minchas Chinuch. He asked the question that nobody else asks. What if two people carry out a little piece of meat? Right? You hold a little bit, and I hold it, we walk outside. So again, Shabbos, you're potter. That's called Shnayim Sha'asa'uhu. We did it in a strange way. So we're potter. What happens if you do that here? So usually Shabbos is more mekel. But here, Shabbos, for Shabbos, so this is an example. For Shabbos, would not be called Otsa. What about here? Would this be called Otsa? So again, he's not sure about it, because you have to always compare. When you have parallel definitions in Hilchos Shabbos and outside of Hilchos Shabbos, here, at least the Gemara says in one way it's comparable, in terms of Akira and Hanacha. But you don't know if that is something that is across the board. We should compare all the halachas of Shabbos to all the halachas of carrying out. He also discusses, just one final point, this is an important just in terms of the halacha, in Os Yud Zayin, the halacha of carrying out only the Isser, the Aveira, is only if I started eating. If I didn't start eating yet, then there's no Aveira, based on the Gemara. Os Yud Zayin, his Venira. The halava zed demosi pezach enu elu b'nei chabur sheskilu lechol. You have to start eating, that's called in the middle. Once you ate a kezias, he says, then I can't take it to the next place. But if I didn't start eating yet, there's no aveira yet. Even if other people started eating my korban pesach yet, if I didn't start eating yet, so then it is okay. I'm so that there's no aveira yet to carry that out. Again, there's more here, but we will stop here. I will try, Baruch Hashem, to do another mitzvah tonight. Baruch Hashem, if I could get mitzvah to Zion up, because we missed a couple this week, I will try, but Baruch Hashem, we'll see if we could get it up. Okay, if not, we will continue on Sunday, but the next mitzvah is breaking the bones of the Korban Pesach. Fascinating mitzvah.